Episode 1614, Excuses, Excuses, Excuses.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy every day. It is a brand new day, and it is time for you to get up, rise and shine, and bury your excuses, excuses, excuses. It's Wellness Wednesday. Are you ready to dive in? Let's do it. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Most of what holds us back with health and wellness are excuses, excuses, excuses. How can we overcome the excuse cycle? Because think about it. There's always something that can be said or done to help us escape the goal we're after. Have you found yourself in that cop-out cycle? Keeping yourself away from what you really want. Whether it's your health and wellness, whether it's a dream, we live on excuses. And you're going to do what you allow yourself to do. You're going to say, okay, if this is what I want, this is what I'm going to do. And if you don't want to do it, you find a way out. You create that pathway. You see, excuses are nothing more than self-induced obstacles created to keep us from reaching the goal. Excuses are these self-induced distractions that derail your health journey. It gets you off track, and you fall for it every time. Benjamin Franklin says this, "He that is good for making excuses is seldom good for anything else." So why do we keep making excuses? Why do we keep saying, oh man, I don't know, I'm just too old. I can't do that because I'm too old. I can't do that because I've had a previous injury. I can't do that because, well, it just never worked for me. I tried it in the past and yeah, it just didn't work. I didn't get any results. Excuses are just a way to reason out the hard work that needs to be done to reach your goal and move forward. You know, when you were in elementary school and probably more like middle school and high school, and after the bell rang, you were supposed to be in your class. That means what? The halls are supposed to be quiet. And anybody who was caught in the halls needed what? A hall pass. Our excuses are just that. It's like a hall pass, an excuse not to be doing what we're supposed to be doing. If you had a test and you wanted to put something off, oh, I'm not feeling too well. Can I go to the nurse's office? Your teacher would write a note. You'd go out in the hall, a pass, what? Not to take the test, had nothing to do about you being sick. Okay, maybe once in a blue moon, you really were sick. But maybe it was really just to escape that test because you hadn't studied, because you had three other the day before. We give ourselves permission to get that hall pass so we don't have to do the hard work. Or we think that maybe it will give us more time so that when we are ready to do the hard work, we're really ready to do the hard work. Those excuses just help to draw that imaginary line in the sand that says, I can't do it anyway, so why try? Now's not the right time. I need my hall pass. I need a way to get out of this. And what's crazy is that you believe it. You actually talk yourself out of something that is good for you with excuses. I mean, think about it. If you got that hall pass to go to the nurse's station because you weren't feeling really good, because you really didn't want to take that test because you hadn't prepared for it, ultimately, are you going to be any more prepared for it if you go home that day and come back the next to take the test? We know that hard answer, don't we? No, we're not prepared. We're just putting it off. We're putting off what needs to be done now for later. We're still going to have to face that music. But right now, it feeds our kind of ego. It feeds that, oh, that's okay. I don't have to do it now. Also, you know, when we make excuses, it becomes a habit. We did it as a child. We did it to our friends. We did it to our parents. Why'd you come home late? Well, because. What's your excuse for being late to work? Well, because pretty soon you're living your life as an excuse. Now, this is a tough question, but I want you to think about it. Are you living a life more filled with excuses than you are living a life reaching your goal? Which is it for you? And I don't want you to play middle of the road. I want you to be tough on yourself. Am I really doing what I need to do to reach my health and wellness goal? Or am I making excuses all the time? And that word all, yes, I know is big, but I want you to say one or the other. Whatever is the majority. I just keep making excuses so I don't have to do it. Your excuses could be, my son had a birthday. My son did. I no longer have a 14-year-old. My youngest is now 15. Oh my goodness gracious. And I could have made so many excuses to totally derail my health. I could have said, oh, it's his birthday, so I want to eat all the cake and ice cream I can because I know I can't have it later. But right now it's his birthday, and because we're celebrating, I'm going to eat it all. So I'm going to have 3 pieces of cake and 5 scoops of ice cream. I could have just had 1 piece of cake and 1.5 scoops of ice cream and not really derailed my health or wellness, but said, I'm going to enjoy this time because it's my son, and not try to make an excuse to what? Eat more. Go beyond what's really necessary. It's that stopping point in our life. Those excuses. It builds a wall up for what we really want to go after. Now, if you really don't want to go after, then you might as well just turn this off now. Because if you were saying, well, maybe I don't want to build muscle, then that's fine. So why is it your goal? If you really don't want to eat healthy and you just want to keep eating to eat the way you want to eat, then why is that your goal? So you got to start thinking back too. Are you living a life of excuse? Are you just kind of making up things to fit? Or are you trying to live a life of expectations by other people? Do you see the X's here involved? EX, EX, excuses, expectations. We have a problem. The question is, what is your excuse? Remember, making excuses are a habit to most of us. We are childlike, and sometimes we are innocent when we're making up our excuses. We think they're real. But then as we continue and grow in age, our excuses become what? Our foundation. They become our floor. And if you're constantly indulging yourself in making excuses, it becomes that habit. And it's usually the answer to getting us out of something we don't want to do or something that we should have done. So that question, what was your excuse? Now understand, some excuses might have an underlying reason to make some changes. Some excuses are real and they need to be there. We're not talking just flat out everything, but you know the excuses we're talking about. But because you are not doing it the way you are supposed to do it, implies that you are less than. You're not less than for making changes specific for your health and wellness. Why is it that a lot of people fall off their diets? And diet, I mean by a restriction. You're told to eat a certain way, follow the certain diet, whatever it is for you, Atkins, keto, South Beach, Weight Watchers, paleo, whatever it is for you, the Mediterranean. And you're sitting here saying, okay, I'm going to do this. But as soon as you hit something that says, you can't go that way. And you're like, ooh, I don't want to give up that. ooh, I don't want to try that. I don't like that. What do you start to do? Make up excuses. You fall into the trap again. And it's a way for you to say, okay, well, I'm just going to take the side step here for just a minute. And then what happens? You don't come back to it. A week goes by and you're like, I'm going to start on Monday. You giggle, but it's true. You don't start immediately. You don't start at that, okay, the next meal I have, I'm going to get back on. Oh no, you make the excuse, well, I've already kind of fallen off. It's all right. I'll just wait till Monday. And then it makes you feel good because you made the mistake on Thursday. And so that means you get chips and salsa on Friday with the family when you go out because it's Mexican night for you. And then Monday rolls around and you're like, I don't know. I just don't like this part of it. So another excuse is made. Just because you need to change something doesn't mean that you're less than. Just because something needs to happen for your particular journey doesn't mean that it isn't going to work for you. So we look on the map, right? You take detours when you're driving. You got Siri on, or you've got Google, whoever's talking to you in whatever dialect you choose. And I can't do those, so I'm not going to give you an English accent because you'll really be laughing. But as you're getting these directions, all of a sudden, they say traffic accident ahead, rerouting. Take this exit here. All of a sudden, you're told to do something different. Do you freak out? Maybe initially, if you're a young driver, maybe inexperienced, maybe. But as a whole, you're like, okay, well, I don't have much of a choice. Either I can sit here and be in traffic for 2 hours, or I can take this detour and we're going to find a way around it. Why do you not apply that to your health, your fitness, your intentional movement, your diet? The fuel that you're putting in your body. Your well-being is personal. Why? Because it's you. Life is not a cookie cutter. Yet for some reason, we think that in our health and wellness, it should be. You tell me this, I need to follow this. Exactly. The letter of the law. No, you don't. If you want to overcome the excuses, you need to modify for your health. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Modify for your health. You see, modifications allow you the opportunity to keep moving forward. Just because you implement a modification doesn't mean you're less of a person. Modifications don't prove your success. Modifications are simply modifications, a different way of doing something, whether it's eating, whether it's moving, intentional movement. If you're talking and thinking about, you know, your business goal, your relationship, you can apply this to anything, right? A modification fits what you, it is personal. And isn't that what health and wellness is? Your well-being is personal. And just because one person says you got to do it this way because it worked for them doesn't mean that if you change just this one little thing that you're going to derail everything. Doesn't mean that you're going to lose less pounds. Actually, you may lose more. It just depends. Modifications are your friend. Excuses are not. Excuses are the enemy. Modifications are your friend. So when you're looking at modifications, I want you to think of two things. Number one, what is the goal you're wanting to accomplish? What is it? Maybe you're like, I got to work on my core. My abs are weak. And so you're like, okay, I'm going to do sit-ups. So the whole goal is what? I've got to strengthen my core. That is the goal at hand. So once when you know your goal, what you're wanting to accomplish, then number two, how can you do it differently but still reach that goal? So most of us would go to the old-fashioned way of sit-ups. Oh, that'll work my core. So I'm going to do sit-ups. Oh, wait, I can't do sit-ups because, oh, it hurts my neck. So I'm not going to do them at all. Okay, that would be an excuse, right? You don't want to do that. You modify it. Wait, I can get on a stability ball and I can do crunches, but they're not going to be sit-ups. And I can really focus in on both my obliques, my abdominals. I can feel it all. I can also at the same time work my entire core. Why? Because I can work my glutes. Wow. That little modification is changing everything. I'm not hurting my neck, which means what? Less stress, which benefits me with my cortisol level. This is huge. Do you see the difference? With exercise modifications, you're thinking quality over quantity, and form trumps all. Those two things. So don't run yourself ragged going, oh man, they tell me to do this a certain way. So do it another way. It's okay. What is the goal you're wanting to accomplish? And then how can you do it differently but still reach that goal? That's it. Now, if you're looking at your nutritional modifications, you got to do what works for you personally and then your family or whatever season of life you're in. And you also have to use what's available to you. If you live in an area that you don't have access to a Whole Foods, let's say, and you're on this paleo diet that gives you this shopping list that basically comes from Whole Foods. You're out there in a rural setting and you don't get great deliveries from Amazon. You're kind of stuck and you can't get out always to get exactly what's on the list. Then make some modifications. Do what works for you. Do what is available to you in your area. Is it perfect? No. But is what the person gave you or whoever created that nutritional diet or plan, that way to fuel your body, is that perfect? No, it's simply, well, this is what worked for them, or this is what worked for the average person that has done this particular thing, but maybe you're not average. Why? Because you're you. No more excuses, excuses, excuses. Modify for your health. It's time to shut down the climb of excuses. You don't need it any longer. That doesn't need to be the direction that you're headed. If you're one who says, I'm ready to shut it down, and you want someone to champion beside you, click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I would love to help you. I have a coaching call with me. It's absolutely free. It allows you the opportunity to experience what it's like to actually be coached and having someone who is going to cheer you on, having someone who has been through it and knows the journey ahead. It's not easy. Health and wellness is a long process. It's a long journey. It's your life. Because you're not looking at short term, you're looking at a lifestyle. So click on the link, take aim in the show notes, and that will begin our conversation. Understand this. You can allow yourself and give yourself permission, because that's what you're doing, when you live with excuses. And yes, there are always exceptions to the rule, but as a whole, there's no reason why you can't do what you want to do in anything. Whatever category is happening in your life. Today, we're talking about health and wellness. But if you're talking about your marriage, you want a stronger marriage, guess what? Then why are you making excuses? You want to make more money? Then why are you making excuses for where you are? You want to quit your job? Then why are you making excuses for why you can't quit your job? Your life is so valuable. You are created on purpose. God wants you to live out your purpose. If you don't take care of your body, who's going to take care of it for you? So stop making excuses. It's time to train for life and love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a joyous day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.